So you can stop it, Tommy. No, now, this is just the lesson we have learned in this one. If we cannot remember anything, remember that when we come together, when we unite together, we can climb any mountain. When Jesus was about to die on the cross of Calvary, there's this one thing he remembered, to pray for the loved ones that is going to leave behind. Open to John chapter 17, and we just go through this and we are going home now. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. John 17. If you check verse 11, 11b, John chapter 17, if you check verse 11b, I'm trying to get there too. Yes. If you look at verse 11, I will read from verse 11. It says, "And now I am no more in the world." Jesus praying here. "But these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep true thy own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." That they may be one. The most challenging thing for Christians today is to be one. There are so many groups over there. And it's the same Jesus. There are in the church, right in the church, if the members of any church could come together and agree together, they will make great stride. If you talk well of your church, you promote the names of God in your church. You talk well of your friends in the church. There are no enemies in the church. You encourage somebody, you love somebody with all your heart. According to Jesus' summary of the Ten Commandments, I want to tell you the truth. We will have strength. We will have power to do the unthinkable. Let's give it a try. Just for 6 months, try it. Let's come together. Let's love each other. Let's rejoice together. When anybody is facing any challenge, don't let us mock that person. Let's come near that person. Let's encourage that person. Let's walk with that person. Let's pray for each other. I'm not talking of high service now. Even when nobody knows, do your best for somebody. Even when nobody is around, talk well of somebody. Jesus desired, and he prayed for this. The instrument of Satan is division. Devil knows that if he can make us not to be one in our thinking, if he can make us not to be one in our approach to the ministries, he knows that we are crippled. We are crippled. We will not be able to do much for our God. The Bible put it that if one of us will chase how many? 1,000. And two of us will chase 10,000. Look at that. If two of us can come together, as a matter of fact, two horses will pull more than you make them to pull separately. We pull more. Let's come together. There is no redundancy in the world. If you design, I think it was in 2007, somewhere in, I think, Minneapolis or something like that, a bridge during the rush hour gave up because one of the members of that bridge was weak. The plate was weak, and the plate gave up during the rush hour when vehicles were on that bridge. 13 people died. Hundreds of people were hospitalized. It could have been more than that. People said that it could have been more than that number. 13 people could have been more than that. But by the grace of God, only 13 people died. Why? Because there was no redundancy in that design. Nothing is going to help. When the bridge gave up, nothing to hold the collapse, everything went down. And it prompted government to look into all other bridges in the United States to ensure that such mistake will not occur again, or such disaster will not occur again. But in the Lord, we have redundancy. Jesus is there to support us. Even when we are weak, the weak can say, "I am strong by the grace of God." The poor can say, "I am rich by the grace of God." Because the Bible says, "Our God shall supply to all our needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus our Lord." So we have a lot to give. We have a lot of support by God. The prayer of Jesus Christ is still working for us today. If not for that prayer, I don't know where the church will be today. Look at the level of division in the church. Look at the level of division in the church. Anywhere you go, I've had people thinking that you cannot have a perfect church until Jesus comes because of the fact that we all are not perfect. The church is not this building. The church is you. The church is me. It's not the building. And so if we can desire to marry the same thing, to support the same thing, if we say sin is not good, don't come and preach the fact that sin is good. Hello? If we say let us embrace righteousness, support the pastor to embrace righteousness. Because righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. When we say that good is good, take it like that. There's no name you can give to anything that is wrong. Anything that is wrong is wrong. Don't come and preach that something that is wrong is good. That is not going to encourage us. Do not support anything that is evil. If you see any of our brothers or any of our sisters or any of our brethren doing something wrong, don't wait. You are going to help that person by either coming to the pastor to talk to the pastor, not talking as to make jest, not talking as to mock that person, but talking so that we can pray for this person, talking so that we can rescue that situation before the situation will get out of hand. Let us help each other. Let us support each other. Let us mind the same thing. Let us focus. Let us preach the gospel. Let us do what is right for each other. Listen, unity, great power in unity. You can apply this even in the business world. They will say, together we stand, divided we fall. If you have any business and you have any employee that is not minding the principle and the mission of that company, that person is not good to be in that place. That person must be fired, right? The person must go. When you begin to rebel against your boss, when you begin to do your own thing, I will do it as I like, that place is not the best for you. You either go, you resign. I have seen a situation. I mean, even in my own office, especially among those top people, you just see the email. You just send one email. And this person is moving on. But after you hear that they are fighting, they will go to each other. You resign before I fire you. You resign. So they will come. They say, I resign. They will tender their resignation. Because the boss is saying that I am the head here right now. So you either go before I send you away. And it's better for them to resign than to be fired. Because when you are fired, what are you going to tell the next employer? That you are fired from that place, it's better you resign. It's better, I resign. Then you can get no other appointments. But in the Lord, we can do that. Amen? We can do that. I can fire somebody out of the church. I don't have that audacity to do that. Because the house of God is out of God is for everybody. But most especially, if we understand the fact that what we are talking about is for the progress and for the promotion of the kingdom. Because one thing that we know is that Christ is the head of the church. And all that we are doing this is Jesus' business. Do you know that when you work against a church, or when you work against and you want to put down the church, you are trying to put down Jesus Christ? Is it possible? He said, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Mind your mouth when you talk about anything that has to do with Jesus Christ. Because every idle word we speak will be judged in the last day. Every idle word we speak. If you talk evil of anybody because of Jesus Christ, you get to ask for special forgiveness. Because Christ said, I will build my church, and no gate of hell will prevail against it. Let's love each other. If there's nothing we can remember this year, I know it's a year of victory. Yes, we're going to be victorious in Jesus' name. Encourage somebody. There are so many ideas that people are bringing in. Support these good ideas. Look, do you know that actions speak louder than voice? You don't need to tell me I am born again. You don't need to say that. When your behaviors, denotes that you are born again.
your behaviors denotes where you go, what you say, you know, the group you move with, the places you go, I mean, how you attend to a situation. If somebody offends you, how you react to that offense, how you say yes or how you say no. All those things can preach when I use just saying it. Amen? And people want to know, what is making difference in your life? Which church do you go? I want to go to that church. But not saying, I am Christ Life Church. I go to Christ Life Church. And the life you are living is not Christ. What? People say, if that is the only church, I will go to that church when you are not there. Amen? I will tell the pastor to check. When you are not in that church, that is when I will go. Listen, when people say some things, we may take it like a joke. But sometimes, people say things based on what they see. Amen? We're supposed to be the light of the world. Christians, we're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be the salt of the world. If you are a born-again Christian and you are not light, where do you want people to see the light? Where do you want people to see the light? How do you want people to enjoy the salt in the food they are eating? You're supposed to be the salt. Not just talking. Let's understand one thing, that the end can come at any time. And if you determine to do the right thing, the Lord will support us. Amen? If you determine to do the right thing, God is going to support us. And so this year, let it be a super year. Amen? Let's do what Jesus Christ prayed for. Look at verse 20 to 21. Jesus said, I do not ask for this only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Through their word, the word we speak, those who believe in Christ through what we speak. Jesus is praying that they will be one, because Jesus has seen the future, that division is going to be among Christians. Division is going to be not only racial division, not only tribal division. Do you even know that in a country, some Christians cannot even fellowship together? In a country, let alone to say international, they will say, I am this, I am that. And what I like to ask people is that, how many heaven do you think we have? You think God is going to make a special heaven for the Egbas? Let us even forget about the white and the black, because even among the white, they still have some divisions. Among the blacks, they still have some divisions. Then among the countries, even among the tribe in a country, they still have some divisions. You think there will be many, many heavens? If you want to be in heaven, want to go to heaven, learn to tolerate now, right now. Let's tolerate each other. Let's live together in unity. Let's work together to bring down the kingdom of darkness. Let's mind the same thing. The reason why we are here is to go to heaven. How many are here to waste time? No. The purpose of being here is heaven, that our eternity will be spent with Christ. And Christ prayed for this. And look at verse, let me finish that verse 20 to 21. That they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me to preach the word of eternity. People will not know that God sent Jesus Christ if Christians are divided. People said the most divided time in this country is Sunday. It's the most divided time in America, Sunday. See the Spanish church, see the Nigerian church, you see the Ghanaian church, you see the Italian church, you see the Korean church, you see that. You see, it's the most divided time in America, Sunday. How can't we learn to live together? Can't we learn to do things together? Can we learn to love each other together? To know that it's one God. I want to continue verse 23, 22 to 23. Said, the glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are. One
I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me." Jesus prayed seriously for this because he knows it's going to be our greatest challenge, especially in the last days. Do you know that some youths, they don't just want to, they want to go to church where they can gyrate very well, where the pastor will mind only his own and allow them to do anything they want to do as they want to do it. Jesus knows that. That is going to happen. And he's praying that we should look at all these signs and take notice of all these things, that at the end, we will take care of God's business, because what is very important is our eternal rest, not the physical things that we see here. Because all that we see that are physical are temporal. What we last at the end are the spiritual things. There is strength in unity. And if we can just remember this, if animals can do it, and if it can work for animals, it can also work for human beings. Let us try it. Let us unite together. If you are in any unit, men group, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Work together with those leaders. Women, work together with those leaders. Help each other. Choir, work together with each other. Help each other. Encourage each other. If you love me, if I'm doing something that is wrong, please correct me. Do you understand now? If you love your pastor, hello? If you love your pastor, and your pastor is, you hear one small thing, the pastor is thinking of second wife, what are you supposed to do? Not only pray. You use every instrument you can use. Either to disgrace him. Yes. You use every instrument. Because when you disgrace the flesh, what's going to happen to the soul? The soul will take, if we, that's one thing I like in this country. There are level, there are a particular expectation for their leaders. They expect you to have a particular, certain moral standard. If you want to compete, you want to be a senator in this country, there are level of a particular moral standard they require from you. You cannot say, I want to be your senator. And anyway, I have one wife. But my wife knows that I love women so much. And I cannot try to tell my wife to tolerate with me. So those women can come home anytime. They can go out with me. They can have kids for me. As long as I will not take them to any court to join them in, to marry them officially. I can just do that. I'm a man. And of course, I came from Africa. And our culture in Africa is men. Then God allow us to have as many as we like. We are from Africa. What's going to happen to him? His opponent will use that against him. What brought Obama to become senator for Illinois was this man running against him, the Republican running against him. They went and brought out all his record. The whole roof was collapsing on that man. And then they first waited. Politics is so dirty. They waited, they make sure that the time is so short that they will find it difficult to get someone else. Now they went to Maryland, they brought Alan Kay, and that one was preaching. He was preaching conservative. They said, can you come from Baltimore, whatever, and come and fight for senatorship in Illinois here. They finished him. The man took his portfolio. After the election, he took Alan Kay, took his portfolio back to Maryland. If they can do that in the world, then how much more in the church? The problem of Catholic churches today, there's a website now on Catholic, come home. Thank you, sir. Right, you are so good on the internet. Catholic, come home. They're trying to encourage Catholics, because when this issue of father, you trusted a father with your son. You trusted a father with your son. If father want to have this, why can't father go to a woman?
How can a father have this with a boy? And when people saw this happening, everybody was taking whatever they can take out of that church. And they were suing the church. The church was paying this, paying that, paying this. To the extent they were selling their properties, they were closing down this and closing down that because of the fact that the fathers refused to uphold the standard that they were required to uphold, moral standard. And everybody was, and then they are preaching that they said they should come back home, that Catholics should forget that they will come back and rebuild. Now, the church is required to have certain moral standard. If the world can embrace that, why can't we embrace the same in the church? Why can't we preach holiness in the church? Why is it a crime for a pastor to preach righteousness in the church? Hello? Why should the pastor be only be preaching prosperity, how you get money, how you get dollars? Why should it be the topic of pastor? Why can't pastor say, do what I do, not do what I preach? Why can't pastor say that? Why should it be a taboo for pastor to stand on the altar and talk about sin, and people are going to be saying, he's preaching about me? Hello? Then if pastor cannot preach that, if pastor will have to preach only to the pews, then I think the pastor will have to think twice if he's going to get to heaven. Because the judgment will stand in the house of God. And if judgment is going to stand in the house of God, it's going to stand first on where? On the altar. Because to whom much is given, much is desired. Me, I have told God, I won't be like Moses. What about you? He took him to the and said, you will only see it, you will not get in there. Me, I don't want to see it. I want to get inside. Not only see, but do what? Me, I go get inside. What about you? No wuru-wuru message. We make me not to get there. Amen? When I get to heaven, God's not going to ask me, when you preach, how many people do you have in the church? God's not going to ask me that. Jesus is going to be asking me, do you pastor mega church or semi-mega or half-mega? God's going to ask you that? No. What God needs is faithfulness. If you are giving two talents, be faithful. If it's one, be faithful. If it's five, be faithful. Don't go, you know, the problem we have, we compare ourselves with ourselves. They that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. If River Jordan is comparing itself with Lake Michigan, and Lake Michigan is comparing itself with Atlantic, we're going to have a problem. Because very soon, those waters will take over everywhere because of competition. But everyone in his own kingdom, Lake Michigan is enjoying. River Jordan is enjoying. Even the rivers in my village is enjoying. Atlantic Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, all these things are enjoying themselves. Red Sea, you know. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. What is important is you. The kingdom of heaven is personal. And as we continue to journey together, we shall get there in Jesus' name. Amen. There is power and there is strength in unity. Please, let us unite together. Are you going to accept that with me? If this is your first time of coming to this church, I want to encourage you to keep coming. If you have not been here for a long time and you are just coming back home, we welcome you back home. Let's unite together. If you have just joined the choir, don't run away. Stay there. Amen. Amen. If you want to, anything you want to do, you are the keyboard or you are the organist or you are, let's work, let's stay together. Let's train more people. If you are in a unit, work in that unit and make that unit great. Social committee, make it great. Building committee, build that parking. Amen. Amen. Chairman. Build that parking. Women group. Encourage each other. Those that are going, encourage them. Don't say, those women that left. Those women leader that left. Our own time is not going to be like, time like that one. No. Whatever they have done, we give God the glory. And what we are going to do, we give God what? The glory. Men, do the same thing. Let's unite together. Youth, stay in the Lord. Focus on the gospel. And the Lord will bless you all in Jesus' name. Evangelism team, evangelize. Don't be evangelistic team in your room. You cannot be evangelistic team in the room. Amen? You got to be evangelistic team in the open. Those that are following up, follow up very well. Children department, work very hard on these children. They will never forget your effort. Even if their parents should forget, the children will not forget you. They will remember. We can remember those who taught us Sunday schools. We can remember them when we are young. I can still remember my teachers, even in the primary school. I can remember my teachers in the secondary school. I remember my teachers while I was in the college. Those people, they had great impact in our lives. You never know. Some children will know what to do like you. I remember when I was in primary school, there was this particular teacher. I like to walk like him. Yeah. The man has a bow leg. He has a bow leg. You know, I don't know why children like to do like the other teacher. So when man is walking, you know, the student, you know what they call him? You know the name they call him? Student. They won't call him that name before him. But when he's around, they say, Eruku Sheke. You know? Why they call him Eruku Sheke is just because the man has a bow leg. And so anytime he's walking, the trouser will be making noise and will be and the student will call him that. But they won't call him before his name, but that is the name they gave to him. But I like to walk because I like when the man is very good in soccer too. He's a sport teacher or sport coordinator. You know, students, they love to be like their teachers, right? So the same thing, those of you in children department, I know it's a great thing to be there. It's not easy. And parents, don't blame these people. It's not easy to take care of children. I'm telling you, as we are saying, sit down. I want to stand up. Don't eat candy. No. Mommy says you eat candy. As he's taking care of this one, he says, I want to pee. You know, all those things they are doing, a lot of courage and a lot of extra job to take care of kids. And we know you are doing a great job. And we want you to continue that job. Amen? Don't be tired. Don't be weary. The Lord will reward you if you don't faint. Father, we bless you. We thank you for the power and the strength in unity. We ask that you help us even as we continue this year. Has been a year of victory for us. Father, help us, oh God, so we can remain in you united. So we can be one in one mind, one in the purpose, one in focus. Help us, oh God, Lord Jesus, so we can make stride for you. Help us, Lord, so that we can walk for the cause of the gospel. So that we can walk this way successfully. That at the end, you will welcome us home. Thank you, precious Lord. We pray we shall not be tired. We shall not be wearied in following after you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our theme of the year is the year of victory. The psalm of the year is Psalm 92. Don't forget. Amen. It's victory in Jesus' name. Let's go home.